U.S. Navy has picked up sonar. Okay, so this is just weird. I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't know if this is a psyop and this is the, you know, government trying to throw us off the trail of their
aliens are here,
hidden
Will.
Technology. I don't know if this is actual other governments' technology, China or Russia. I don't know if there are aliens now that just live on this planet. Now, we've heard of, you know, UFOs, UAPs in the sky. We heard the story about the ship that splashed into the water, and then
that was a good one.
When the Navy ships got there, that they didn't have, there was no crash, there was no, you know, wreckage or anything.
Nope.
So now the U.S. Navy has picked up sonar data underwater, showing mysterious objects, fast-moving objects under the water, and they cannot be explained by experts or current technology. The Washington Examiner's Tom Rogan said that the U.S. Navy has the data to prove the bizarre encounters. Some of these encounters could be included in the U.S. government's task force, which is preparing to brief Congress on its UFO findings next month. This comes amid a flurry of footage showing bizarre encounters between U.S. pilots and Navy officers and unexplainable objects. Last week, that video that it crashed down in the water was released. And documentary filmmaker Jeremy Corbell shared the footage of the mysterious flying object on Instagram. The Pentagon later confirmed the video, believed to be from 2019. And now they have these freaking things that are going underwater that are traveling at hundreds of knots underwater, and they don't know what the hell they are.
I told you, I've suspected forever that all these UFOs we see, they're not coming from Mars. They're here, and they're way under the ocean. That's been a theory for a long, long time, because there's been all kinds of sightings of these, these different UFOs dipping into the oceans. And a lot of the sightings are around water. Like Florida's got a ton of sightings, and it's always around a military base on the water. South America, tons of UFOs, and it's usually coastal towns. So I'm telling you, man.
Well, they're flying around these Navy ships and stuff. Like, wouldn't it make sense that maybe government, you know, projects might be flying around military personnel?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know. I'd weird it out. I don't really know what to believe anymore. It's kind of a scary place to be. Now that the government is just saying, like, yeah, because they denied it for so long, you know?
Yeah, there's some comfort in their, you know, cover-ups, you know?
Yeah, because it almost makes you think, they're covering it up, that they're lying. And now they're like, yeah, there's UFOs. And you go, wait, what? I kind of thought it was just kind of like a fun fantasy, you know? And now they're like, yeah, there's these things. I don't know what the hell they are.
It's like if you're a kid and you suspect that your parents may be swingers, but you don't know. And then one day your parents just come home with like six couples. And they're like, yeah, this is a thing. We do this. And now we're going to allow you to watch it. Ah! Scary.
I found this thing a long time ago, and I remember telling you about it, and you were kind of just like, yeah. But it blew my mind.
That was an actual recording of my response.
Yeah, you were not impressed by it, and nor a dead girl who's not here anymore. God rest her soul. And I was freaking out about it, and
checkers.
You all were just like, yeah, whatever. Military.com, which is not a kooky website or anything, and I was telling y'all about this 2 years ago. There's this ship called a TR-3B, and it's an anti-gravity spacecraft. Now, this is on military.com. You can look it up, and it says, and this post is from 2013, so this is old. This is almost 10 years old, and it just says that it doesn't exist officially, but it uses highly pressurized mercury accelerated by nuclear energy to produce a plasma that creates a field of anti-gravity around the ship. So, yeah, it doesn't exist, but here we go. I'm going to tell you what it is. So that's what it makes you think that this is just, you know, government stuff that they don't even tell us about. Like, they have DARPA, which is this advanced, you know, technology research type of stuff, but you know there's something even underneath that they're just not telling us about. Period. You know, DARPA is like there's DARPA and they do a bunch of weird stuff, but there's got to be other stuff that's hidden. So I don't know. I was blown away when I saw this.
I wouldn't be
military.
Shocked by anything now. You know what I mean? Soon they're going to be like, guys, we don't want to dispel your Christianity, but we found out God does exist, but it's Thor. And all of a sudden, Thor flies down with his hammer, and they're like, here he is. We got video. You know what I mean? Something weird like that. You know? Well, what would that do to the world?
That's basically what, you know, Greek and Roman mythology was, but if they had it right all along.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, it would be nice to find out which religion was right. You know? Like, you go, son of a bitch. There's Allah.
What does that do to you?
Look at that.
Does if aliens are around and they get revealed here in the next few weeks and Glee Glop comes out on stage with Joe Biden and or what if Joe Biden rips off his mask?
Oh, he's a lizard.
And it's Glee Glop. And he's like, oh my god. He's like, hey Jack, what's going on? It's not Joe Biden, it's me Glee Glop. I'm your president now.
That's right.
And then it's great. I got hairy legs. And he shows everybody's legs, and it's
and
weird.
And then Kamala rips off her mask, and she's like, and I'm Gleep Gloop. He's like, that's right, this is my wife, Gleep Gloop. We're both from Uranus.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just so, what does that do to our civilization? Does that completely collapse? Because nobody's religious anymore. I don't think anybody would.
No, a lot.
Freak
no,
out.
Yes, they are. Yeah, they are.
Yeah,
kidding
but
me?
No, I mean, it's going way down. People who identify as Christian, it's
maybe here.
20% or something in the country.
I'm saying maybe here, but religion is still the number one cause of wars and you know and things like that. You know, like look what's going on right now. You know, in the Gaza Strip. This is all religion. You know, like
well, that's territory. I guess you're right because it's religious territory.
Right.
Who has the right to the Holy Land?
Yeah.
Well, maybe that would fix it. Maybe this is a psyop to put peace in the Middle East. Where they go, no, Jack. It's don't worry about Gleep Glops here, and he's gonna sort everything out, and there is no
Allah.
Man,
you know the thing.
Yeah, there is no Allah, and there's no Jewish God. There's only Gleep Glop, and you know you guys just gotta share the land and be cool with
there's
each other,
only
man.
Only Gleep Glop. Gleep Glop, bless America. That's me, Gleep Glop.
I'm not a religious person, but it would freak me out.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'd start going to Gleep Glop Church if I knew that's what it was, you know.
But it would be weird to go to church to somebody that's here. It would just be like going to.
No, he just shows up, like he makes appearances. What up, Gleep Glop?
Do you have to go to church if he's not? Like if he's there?
Maybe you just go to like a Gleep Glop concert a couple of times a year. You know, he does like a tour.
He's just gonna start a podcast, and you can just tune in to his podcast every.
The Gleep Glop Experience.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Uh huh.